Hi guys, and welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast, where we talk about the hottest news of the week. I'm Brody Brown, here with Sarah Huron.
Hi Brody.
Travis Cronin.
Hello.
And Gwen Flamberg.
Oh hey guys.
Oh hey, are you guys ready to dive into all the hot news of the week?
That's what I was looking for, Brody.
Yes, we've got cheaters, we've got queens, we've got people who can't seem to keep dead men's names out of their mouths. We've got secrets, we've got birds.
Sounds like the making of a great Lifetime film.
Birds. Birdie Bird. Anyhow,
Birdie Bird.
I think that's such a cute name.
Oh, you know what? We're going to get to that, Gwen. But first, we have to talk about the huge celebrity scandal that is still enveloping the world beyond Hollywood. The college scandal. Operation Varsity Blues. Felicity Huffman, as we know, was arrested at gunpoint March 12th because she made a charitable, in quotes, contribution of $15,000 to get her 18-year-old daughter, Sophia, into college. A source told us that the shame and humiliation of this has been unfathomable, and getting arrested is the last thing Felicity ever imagined. We also have heard from our sources that surprise, surprise, Felicity and her husband, William H. Macy, have been arguing. The biggest concern, our source said, is Felicity's criminal case and how this is impacting their daughter.
Can you take us through why William H. Macy is not being charged? Because I don't think that I read the
whole story. He wasn't on the papers.
At all. So he's really not involved. But Massimo, super involved.
Massimo,
click, click. That's the sound of the handcuffs on your wrist, my friend.
And he sent some bad emails, Massimo, making jokes about the whole thing.
He also, isn't he a Trump supporter? Not saying that he should be penalized because he's a Trump supporter, but I had no idea.
Know.
He was like a skate clothing design brand.
I just know that he's really, really rich.
Yes,
that's all I know about Massimo. And every time I used to go into Target, I was like, do you know he's married to Aunt Becky? Now every time I say that, it has a totally different meaning.
Oh, wait a second. Yeah. Target Massimo is Massimo?
Yes, Gwen. Yes.
Oh my God, I feel like a newborn baby.
That's why Aunt Becky had so much money to just give away. This was not Fuller House money. This was Massimo money.
And it's also Queen of Hallmark money, too.
True.
Yeah. She has her own.
She has given her crown back to Candace Cameron Bure.
Well, no, she hasn't given it. It was yanked.
It was
ripped out of her hair. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, our sources have heard about Felicity, but they've heard about Lori as well. And we've heard from sources that Lori is friends. She has circles with society ladies in LA and New York. And our source said Lori's absolutely devastated and her friends are completely shocked. Another source told us, this source is clearly pro Lori Loughlin, said that Lori's a really great mom who's completely into her kids and her family life. She lives and breathes for her husband and children. She truly believed her heart was in the right place. Okay. And her intentions were pure. Okay, part two. In her mind, the end result made everything she had to do worth it, and she really didn't even see it as being a huge deal. I mean, that's like,
I think that's cute.
You put your kids first.
I think that she is that disconnected
from the
real world and reality that she really, truly does believe that.
Yeah.
And that is what is wrong with the world that we live in right now.
You're in a bubble.
So I'm very, very happy that these people were arrested as like normal criminals are arrested. It was a takedown.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. But the Olivia Jade of it all.
Oh, the Olivia Jade of all. Travis, what are we also hearing from sources?
I mean, we're not hearing anything.
Yeah,
good.
A little bit.
Why?
I said kinda. Just because, like I said last week, I have watched her videos. I don't think she's some great talent of our time by any means, but I think she's like a whatever, nice girl. I'm sure she knew like her parents were like up to something she knew that she was wealthy and she knew that her parents wanted her to go to college, but every video she said, it was very clear she had no interest in going to college.
She also knew she was not on the crew team. So
that is true, Brody.
So come on.
That is true.
I think you're drunk with a fan's intoxication.
I'm not. I'm not like that big of a fan of her.
But here's the thing.
No, but okay. But
she didn't want to go to college.
Exactly. She didn't want to go.
And now she's not going to go to college.
True. But she also now doesn't have any of her brand deals anymore.
Yeah, but she wouldn't have had the brand
deals
if she wasn't.
Okay.
Exactly.
Speak for yourself.
All I'm saying is, she didn't want to go to college to begin with, so they could have just done this with the other daughter, and she could have just keep making that YouTube money, and she could have, been doing just fine. That's all I'm saying.
That's why a source told us, Sarah, that she is pissed at her parents.
As I would be, too.
Yeah, me too.
Which makes sense.
She has to get off that yacht vacation.
Exactly. Yeah. Her spring break was ruined, and so was her YouTube career.
I was on the cruise yacht, and all of a sudden, I had to get off the boat, and oh my God, Mom, I had so many outfits I was going to wear, and this is so unfair.
How many free clothes do you think she had packed?
So many.
Well, they're one of my favorite meme accounts did a parody of her way before before the scandal was taken out. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, for our makeup tutorial today, the first step is being young, rich, and beautiful. Got that? It's like, let's start there. You need money for all these products. You should be really young and rich. Let's start there.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And she's like the quintessential, like, I have so much money. I can buy all the best beauty products. I have all
her best
of
videos were after Christmas. She would do a luxury Christmas haul of what she got. And she got so much backlash the first time that she has to write luxury in the title because she was getting like Cartier, bracelets and purses and all this
she
fancy
had
stuff.
Luxury in the title because that's better for SEOs.
And guess what? No. I watched all 20 minutes of every video and I was fascinated of just
you
watching her.
Disgusted.
I
would watch
that for you.
It was just fascinating.
I would watch that.
But you know why? You know why she had the big windfall at Christmas? It's because her mom was doing the Hallmark
Christmas
movie.
Exactly. And guess what else
I
was doing?
She had that Hallmark Christmas check that she could spend on the gifts.
I was watching Hometown Christmas supporting this, so I'm really involved in this.
You did like Hometown Christmas.
Yeah, I was big.
This family's predicament is your fault. They would not have all this money if it weren't for you, Sarah.
As someone who's also seen all four seasons of Fuller House, I think you're right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Guys, I don't know what I do with my time, but...
She should have thanked you for that Cartier bracelet.
I know. I'm so free all of a sudden. All my programming has been taken away from me.
Wait, so Travis, tell us more about the world of Olivia. Isn't there more that we're hearing from sources about how she's doing? Poor little Olivia.
Not well, bitch.
Yes. So all of her friends are sort of, you know, with her on this YouTuber, not wanting to go to college. So her close friends are there for her. But who's not there for her are all of her endorsement deals.
Right.
So she's dropped left and right. She has her core group of friends who do not care that her rich parents paid for her to go to USC. They're still with her. And when it first started, we heard from a source that she just wanted to like shrug this off. Whatever, it's a scandal. Now I'm more famous. People know my name. Let's get back to it. Mm-hmm. But she's found this week that she's lost all these endorsement deals and it's getting a little bit harder to post anything without the comment section being torn apart.
Yeah, she's turned off her comments.
Smallest violin, cue. No.
You know who she should become friends with? Jordan Woods.
Oh my God, the dream collab.
I just thought.
Oh my God, texting her right now.
Wow. Oh my God, if Olivia's next, her first picture to return is a selfie with her and Jordan
the
Woods.
The Scandal Sisters.
Just like hashtag canceled.
No, like it would be like giving the haters such a great form.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be great. The Scandal Sisters, I would tune in for
if
that.
If they had like both their middle fingers up.
Wow.
People would like explode with rage.
Yeah.
At both
Throw
of them.
Throw her sister Bella in there too.
That's so modern art. Yeah. That would be modern art.
Yeah. How to Make Scandals Even Worse by Brody Brown. Well, let's move on to something lighter.
Let's.
Another queen.
Yes.
Not the queen of Hallmark. Queen Rihanna.
Yes.
Rihanna's
finally.
Last album. We've got some more tea to spill on this Hot Hollywood podcast. Rihanna's last album, Anti, dropped January 28th, 2016. That is
Shut up.
That's like a lifetime. That's like 10 Bachelor seasons ago. And
it's
that's
four
like
Ariana Grande albums ago.
That's true.
That is true.
Which is horrifying. But Travis, we have a source telling us what exactly.
Yes.
Because we broke some news earlier this year saying that Rihanna was done with the vocals, but now we have a source telling us what.
Well, we have really good source info on this that is very exciting for all of us. So we heard before that she's dropping her album late spring, her original one was she plans to tour in the fall. Her album is officially done. The vocals.
No, that's new too.
That's new too.
Yes.
Oh my God. So this is all brand new information.
Yes, Travis,
exclusive.
All new tea.
Oh, I thought only
all
hop
new fresh
is. Okay,
tea.
I'm going to spill it extra hot.
Come on.
So,
right on my face.
So she's going to tour in the fall, which is incredible. Her album is officially done, but she's finishing recording her vocals in January, but mastering production, and it was not complete at the time. But we heard from a second source recently that she's hoping to drop her album in the late spring, right before summer. She has a couple club bangers that she wants to be like the song of summer, you know.
Thank you.
Things. Yes. But a lot of like trappy mid-tempo songs that she's really proud of.
Who wouldn't be?
And we also heard that she did a collaboration with Gaga, but it's for Gaga's album, LG6, tentative title.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm really excited about, you guys?
What?
Rihanna's Fenty Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to bring that up.
There's new stuff, right?
No.
The most popular product.
She has relaunched Body Lava.
With Olivia Jade. No, I'm just kidding.
No, my
In
God.
The best shade.
But it drops today, y'all.
Well, tell them what shade it is. It's the most important shade.
There's a new shade.
Trophy Wife. Is her most popular highlighter, which is the gold glimmer that you can see from a mile away. Whenever anyone is wearing Trophy Wife, I'm like, is that Trophy Wife?
What?
It
always
is. And now you can have it all over your whole body.
I need Trophy Wife.
Oh, my God.
But I like the lighter one. I like the one that's like, no,
I wouldn't recommend
shades.
It for pale people.
So there's
Don't
there is,
look at me when you say that, Travis.
Wait,
I swear
guys,
to God, I will claw your eyes out.
So there is one shade that's kind of like a pinky.
Yes.
Kind of like pinky,
rose.
Pale, rose gold. And I wear it, and it's gorgeous.
It looks good on your
looks
shoulders.
Looks great on me. It's beautiful.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a really rich, deep, kind of bronzy one.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's Trophy Wife, which, as Travis has memorized because he's obsessed with Boche.
Yes.
It's like a yellow gold, similar to the highlighter that was Rihanna's best-selling product. And it is gorgeous.
It's the pictures are
gorgeous.
She's dripping in like a gold chainmail dress. Like,
it's kind of like a 24-karat gold color.
So these are reissues on the Fenty Beauty line.
Except for Trophy Wife is new.
Okay.
But Body Lava, the product, was out last summer. As with all of the Fenty Beauty products, they sell out.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about the drop.
Of course.
And now
is.
They're just being reissued again because festival season is coming.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of Trophy Wife.
And that full body highlight.
I know. It's really, it's such an amazing
product.
I hope
you wear sunscreen because that metallic is going to really attract the sun.
Oh, and then we're going to have a lawsuit on us. Jessica Alba Honest lawsuit on her hand about sunburn.
She should have put SPF in the pale people one.
Like
the
pink
colored one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Sarah Heron color.
For the Sarah Heron.
Sarah Heron is so fair skinned because she doesn't get out much. She just sits home and watches Fuller House.
Are these fair skin burns? Sarah Heron is so fair skinned that when you hold her up against the crate of eggs, you can't tell. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry.
Wow.
She tried to order Trophy Wife and they said maybe pick a different color.
You know why else Sarah Heron is so fair skinned? Because she's here till 8 o'clock every night, writing all your stories.
Where's that tiny little fiddle we had for Olivia Jane?
Oh,
let's pick it back up
that.
And play a little song for Sarah.
As someone
Heron.
Who was once a victim of second degree sunburn, I don't take this personally. I would like you to issue an apology.
I don't even want to know what that
Thank
is.
Thank you, next.
I don't even want to know what that is.
It's sunburn that it blisters so bad you can't leave the house for a month.
Wait, but, so as we are wet with
anyway,
anticipation
Rihanna.
For Rihanna's new Can't you be sweating with like anxiety? That's what I meant, Travis.
With Trophy Wife.
Sweating from the sunburn.
I'm sweating off my body lava.
We are wet with anticipation for new Rihanna's music. Can we revisit your favorite all-time Rihanna single, Travis Cronin?
Oh my God.
Wow, that's a hard question.
You can choose a couple.
Oh my God, it's too hard.
Okay, Sarah, here.
Umbrella.
Oh,
oh
my
terrible.
God, you are of course.
No. Dante Replay.
Mine's okay. What now?
And this is Sarah Heron's, unfortunately, her last podcast because we can no longer.
What would you do without me? All you're doing
Umbrella.
Is making fun of me.
Oh my God.
Umbrella's a great song.
Gwen, do you have a favorite Rihanna song?
Or California King Bed.
That's a little bit
like,
more soulful. Jesus Christ.
I like
Christ.
The one that's like ballady.
Yeah, me
Stay.
Too. Stay is the best
Within
one.
The
Stay is the reason I got back together with my last ex-boyfriend.
And how'd that work out?
I mean, we're no longer together, but honestly, we both listened to it and
it's really
over
beautiful.
And over.
I just remember her in that bathtub was
And she sings
great.
It so well live.
She does, which is...
You know what else she sings live? Umbrella.
Which is
rare-ish.
Yeah, because, you know my whole thing about Rihanna. I'm sorry.
No.
That's just more
of a What I call Rihanna? Rihanna concert?
No.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Two words.
Yeah.
Lazy pothead. Because
oh my God.
I love Rihanna. Oh my. I do.
I'm glad
I love
Rihanna's
Rihanna.
Taking the heat
oh
now.
But here's the thing. Have you ever been to
yes,
a show?
I have.
The microphone is down like by her head.
Or it's on the ground.
And she's lip syncing, but yet the microphone is not. Like she doesn't even try to pretend. Dude.
It's about the
it's
environment and it's about the energy.
I flew to Vegas to see Britney Spears lip sync, so I mean, that's no problem with Rihanna's.
I saw we all love drag queens.
Yeah, we do. And Rihanna is and her own class in drag.
I could watch
no,
her walk
true.
Across the stage and do nothing in those
no,
outfits
and be
enthralled.
No, she does look so beautiful. And when she wears like gowns on stage and I know, she's just
Do
gorgeous.
You remember when our former entertainment editor, Ian Drew, went on that like
777
line
flight where she like never showed up for the interviews
seven
and it
cities,
was like that
seven
crazy
days.
Thing that everyone wrote about.
I will never forget.
And it only made me love her more.
Me too.
Yeah, there's totally. Not really anything she could do.
So it was just like really funny that Ian Drew was captive on a 777
yeah.
and he was pissed about it.
It was like our little gay dreams and he was like, get me off this plane.
I think
I love Stay because of the nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Needed Me. That's very
sexy. Oh, that one's really sexy.
And it's
all of those songs right there. Those
so
four songs
sexy.
Are great.
Oh my God. And I even like 4 or 5 seconds.
I was just about to say that, even though Kanye was
I hate that song. I cried one time when I heard that
really?
Song.
No, you know when I cried? Take a Bow. Remember that song?
Yes.
I like
the Glee version better.
Good.
Yeah, it's like early.
You're
Rihanna.
So mean.
No, you know what? You're so misguided. But thankfully, you were
actually, I take it back. Breaking Dishes.
Oh my God, I did hip-hop, so I took hip-hop class.
Oh, of course you did.
I won most improved hip-hop in the fifth grade. And
my God, you must have been so cute.
I was doing
so
bad.
So
and we did Breaking Dishes 1 year.
I would like to see that video, please.
3:30.
Yeah, if I ever need like a little lift up.
They're on DVD somewhere at my parents' house.
I will be contacting them.
Oh my gosh.
At Debbie Heron on Instagram.
Oh my gosh. Well, we need to move on from that, please, for Sarah's sake.
Speaking of Breaking Dishes.
Oh.
Speaking of Breaking Dishes, throwing punches and breaking hearts, Emma Roberts and Evan Peters multiple sources have confirmed to us, and we did break the news, Emma and Evan have sadly called it off again.
Sadly? Didn't he beat her a couple times?
No, she beat him.
Hold on, you guys.
She beat him, allegedly.
Jump to the juice.
Okay, there's videos.
You know what?
It's like 2013.
We're going to start at the beginning. Emma and Evan met on the set of Adult World, which was filmed in Syracuse, New York in February 2012. Okay. A quirky indie comedy that nobody saw. And then people saw them share the screen for 4 seasons of American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. A source told us that Emma and Evan were heading for a split and now are just friends. Evan has moved out and it wasn't a bad breakup. And yes,
this time,
Gwen, the messy thing that you mentioned, 2013, they hit a little bit of a rough patch when she was arrested after a fight that left him with a bloody nose. Reps for the couple at the time told us the altercation was an unfortunate incident and misunderstanding, and that Emma was released after questioning and was working together with Evan to move past it. They got engaged later that year. Because, you know,
that's what happens.
Love mm-hmm. is unstoppable. And then they took months-long breaks in their relationship in 2015 and 2016. In 2016, she dated a director on her
yes.
breakoff. But then she went back to Evan because love is, again, unstoppable.
And then she allegedly was involved in Rachel Bilson and Hayden Christensen's breakup. Allegedly.
Okay, allegedly, because yes, when Rachel Bilson, we broke the news that Rachel Bilson and Hayden Christensen had split in October 2017. And a source told us that Rachel had found some text messages that convinced her that her boo, Hayden, mm-hmm. was having an inappropriate relationship with Emma Roberts. But a source told us that Emma and Evan at the time, in October 2017, were still very much together. Unfortunately, they are no longer together. And what has the source told us?
That she's with Garrett Hedlund, who is hot
he
AF.
He is
who
so
would be with
hot.
Garrett Hedlund? Sorry.
So like, you guys, I was just on a plane,
yes.
and there's a movie playing that is like an elite army or marine
adult
SEAL
film.
Team
oh,
group.
On a plane.
No, like they become like rogue thieves.
Okay.
But it's like Garrett Hedlund, Charlie Hunnam.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, like seriously,
ooh.
It's
I
like
tell them
ooh,
apart.
Three-way
every,
makeup. Three-way makeup.
No, everybody in yeah. this thing is hot AF. Yeah.
And yeah. are they in uniform?
Kind of. Like they're like in like camo.
Oh, God. This is definitely
beaters.
An adult film.
I fell in love with Garrett Hedlund in Country Strong when he was making out with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, that was hot.
It's good stuff. Mm-hmm.
I
and
fell
he
in
sing.
Love with Garrett Hedlund as soon as he broke up with
Kirsten
Dunst.
Right before she went to rehab, too. So that
wait,
was a tough.
She didn't go to rehab?
Speaking of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Kirsten Dunst? No. Look it up and we'll keep talking.
Okay.
Speaking of Gwyneth Paltrow, last night was the full moon, you guys. It was a super moon.
Oh, did she invent
those
too?
Did she turn into a werewolf?
Like yoga?
No, I have the jade egg.
Oh.
And, like, here's the funny thing about
yes.
the jade egg.
Yes.
It literally comes with directions to charge it in the light of the full moon.
Oh, I remember that.
That is so
Kirsten Dunst, yes.
Is it a reputable
rehab
sort?
Rehab for what?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sweet thing. She went to Circle Lodge in Utah.
Yep.
Jeez.
Yep.
TBT when we used to publish where celebrities went to rehab.
In mm-hmm. 2000, yeah. In 2000, and, I guess, in 2008.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But no.
Oh, so this was right
this is before.
After.
She went to rehab. Garrett Hedlund was a post-rehab decision.
Okay.
So she went to rehab because of Orlando Bloom and Elizabethtown.
Oh, my God.
No, she was, Kirsten was with Garrett from 2011, 2016.
Kirsten.
Yeah. My apologies.
God, Kirsten. How dare you.
And Emma has also dated Alex Pettifer, who,
mm-hmm.
as we know, can be
not
the boyfriend you want.
She dated everyone she's been in a movie with. That's all you need to know. I did
yeah.
her dating timeline.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did. And
yeah.
she also dated Corda Overstreet.
Yeah, and Ryan Sheckler.
Oh, yeah.
TBT
I have a soft
to Life
spot
of Ryan.
For Corda Overstreet.
Me too. He's so cute.
And now his Emma, is he still with Emma Watson or no?
No.
No, she's with that new guy.
Oh.
Yeah, but that was really cute, too. I was happy for Corda.
Yeah, I was into that.
Yeah. But no, now, as Gwen noted, a source told us, multiple sources told us that mm-hmm. Emma and Garrett Hedlund are together now. One source saw them holding hands out together in Silver Lake, and a source explained to us that Garrett and Emma have been friends, but this is new, casual, and just a couple weeks old.
Here for it.
Kinda
as long as she doesn't
like
beat him up,
kinda
too.
Kind of like the zit on my upper leg. Hopefully, that will be a longer
well,
thing.
We have creams for that, too.
Yeah. Moving on, Real Housewives of New York.
Yes.
It's another. Did you guys all watch the episode?
I
this
did.
Week?
Nope.
Very well. Okay, Gwen, I'm sure you'll chime
nope.
in. We're talking about Bethany Frankel, who's
who
a lightning
I know
rod.
Well.
Oh, you do?
Of course.
Personal friends?
Interesting.
Well, I shot her for a story and we went shopping together.
Okay, well, there's some kinship there. But Bethany was talking last night on the episode. She said she talked about her proposal. She talked about they were engaged.
That ring.
The ring.
The ring was huge.
I want to know the
character. It was like a J-Lo ring.
So she said she was engaged to Dennis Shields, who, as we know, was found dead in August 2018 from a suspected prescription drug overdose.
Correct.
Mm. All these stories were coming out about them after. They had been on and off. Everyone knew about them. But we had heard from a source that they were engaged.
We did hear that.
We had never seen a ring of Bethany.
You know what was weird, though? We had heard that he proposed, but we weren't sure if they were engaged, which is exactly what she said on the episode. So I was wow, our source was right on.
Yeah, what did she say in the episode?
Well, so this is like the first episode, you know, she's kind of starting to get over it. Everyone is sick.
It's like 2 weeks after
he died. Yeah, so now, we're in like a month. We're like a month into, I think, or 3 weeks later. And she wore the ring to the Barbara's clam bake.
Come on. And why did she wear the ring to Barbara? That was unnecessary.
Tinsley was just like,
mourning.
Oh, that's nice.
She wants to remember
that's
him.
How you mourn?
She wanted to use the
you toss on a giant
that is how
ring.
I would mourn Brody.
Literally,
like,
picture J-Lo's engagement ring on Bethany.
Don't ask about my ring. Ask about my ring.
Yeah, don't ask about it. Wait, this ring? Oh,
I just don't want to talk about it.
From my dead ex on and off
my
again
my 15-carat cushion cut.
Anyway, what she said was, in her confessional, after the women pointed out the ring, Dennis and I went to dinner in April and he proposed. It's funny because he said to me, well, did you say yes? And I said, well, I love you. You and I can't believe you did this, but we have to talk about some conditions and some terms and how things are going to change, issues I've had with partnerships and consistency. It's all very complicated. It was not how a natural engagement should be, so our engagement was on ice.
Well, and then he also gave a ring to her daughter, Bryn.
Yeah.
Bryn's been through so much.
And Bethany was that, like, showed the text that Bryn sent Dennis after he died.
Sad.
I can't believe her daughter has a cell phone.
No, I think she did on Bethany's phone. Because Bethany was showing them. It was like, on her phone.
My concern is this way.
Bethany has been through a lot, and so has Bryn.
Well, I wonder what it's like for Dennis's family to watch this.
If they
are able to watch and to see Bethany talking about someone who was their husband. Their brother,
their dad. And he was only on, like, we saw him on Housewives a few times, but not enough
not a
where
lot.
We
like
technically.
Like 3 or 4.
Yeah,
right.
It's not like when Bobby Zarin unfortunately died and Jill, you know, gave us a little bit more of an insight because we did know him on the show. He was a central character.
Absolutely.
Right. So but this is a little, kind of feels a little weird.
It feels a little weird. And then, you know, then he becomes a discussion point and then you have other Housewives talking
about
him.
You have Ramona.
Stinger.
And so we saw an Instagram post from Ramona yesterday and she said, I cringed when I saw what I said about Dennis in tonight's episode. It definitely wasn't one of my finer moments. She's got plenty of not fine moments.
True.
I respected and liked him very much, and I sincerely apologize to his family and Bethany for my thoughtless comments. And what she had said was, how smart can Dennis be? I mean, he was on drugs. And that was basically the extent of it, but you saw Sonia recoil, horrified. Mm-hmm. Because
Well, this is also fun fact, Ramona's first apology.
Yeah, Ramona is not known for. Usually it's like, I'm sorry, you know, you were offended.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Sorry you can't handle me.
Sam, do we have some tape we can roll? Because Travis talked to Sonia Morgan about Bethany, and I just want to hear if we can do a little bit of that interview.
And how does Bethany grow this season after the sad Dennis things? My friend saw her at dinner last night with Paul, so they're great. They were at Freeman's last night. Yes, he's so hot.
I don't want to say like it. She deserves to have somebody.
Somebody fun and good looking who seems like he's nice to her.
He has his own world, his own friends, his own work.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for her to have somebody like that.
Me too. It's
especially
beautiful.
She's been through so much crap.
Right. It's easy to forget how much crap she's been through because more crap gets piled on top of it.
It's so much she's been through.
Yeah.
And I'm happy she has her disaster relief program because. Like my philanthropy really shows me how lucky I am. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm complaining, oh, it's so noisy here on Columbus Circle. What? You have a home. People don't have homes. Bethany says that on the
you
show.
You have a fireplace that works.
Yeah. Bethany says it on the show. These, you know, I'm going to sit here crying because I lost Dennis. These people don't even have homes, you know. And that hit me when she said that. And it does keep you grounded when you help others that have so much less than you. So I really admire that she does that, and she works very hard to support her daughter and her ex-husband, apparently. She keeps me going sometimes. I look up to her for that.
I feel like Sonia Morgan's really the heart and soul of the show.
She's come a long way.
She has. People used to, like, make fun of her because she always seemed drunk, and she will get drunk and fall asleep this season. But she,
as we all do.
She, yeah, hello.
Especially Sarah.
Stars are just like us.
That's
true. But, you know, she seems very genuine, and she doesn't really have a mean bone in her body.
She's the same every time you talk to her.
She seems, her and Bethany have, so they've been through a lot in the past, but they have really developed a connection, and I feel like they respect each other.
They do, and it's hard to get her to talk about Bethany. This
she
is like my third time.
To talk about
Bethany.
Yeah,
she usually
scared because she was like, oh, yeah, it's real. I'm like,
well, so this is like my third time talking to Sonia in the last 2 weeks, and I've asked about Bethany.
You're always at her cool sculpting session.
Always at her cool sculpting sessions.
Any chance to get some free cool sculpting.
Right.
Already got it.
You look great, by the way.
Gee, thanks. Yeah. Just bought it. I did 11 rounds on my stomach.
What?
I'm so jealous.
Is that
Yes.
Okay.
It is for like 10 years now.
Wow.
The so she never really wants to talk about Bethany because she does have respect for her, and they
and
have
she's
this
scared
new
of her.
And she's terrified
of her,
and she might need a loan.
Yeah, that's true.
As do I again, by the way.
Yes. So this was the first time that she really like opened up about her new man, and I love that dig at supporting Jason Hoffman.
Yeah, of course.
I hate Jason Hoffman more than anyone.
But
on
so does a lot of America. But but you know the nice thing for Sonia is she's a free spirit and she is looking for love too. Don't we have another clip about Sonia and her pursuit of amorous affection?
Now, speaking of kissing everyone, how many women have you kissed to date, Sonia?
Oh, innumerable.
Yes, I would say the
how
same
many
for myself.
What? Have I kissed
Travis!
A lot.
On the other team. I mean, I kiss everybody that doesn't want to be kissed. It doesn't matter. If you're in the same room with me and I'm in a good mood, you're going to get a smooch.
She leaned in, by the
way. Of course she did.
She leaned in.
Travis, I love that you bared your soul there, too. And you
we were all 19 once, Brody.
Yeah, this is true. This is very true.
We were all at Senor Frogs on spring break before.
Yeah. It's just...
isn't that the truth?
It is the truth. But it's shocking to me that, you know, Bethany went from this up-and-down relationship. Now she's with Paul.
Mm-hmm. Which she sort of hinted at in this week's episode. She said she's like, there's someone who I've been friendly with before who's been reaching out, asking me to dinner, and like, I don't know if I should go because it's like too soon, but at the same time. And then Tinsley was all like, you get snatched up, you gotta go. And Bethany's like, that's very southern of you to point out to me that my new potential boyfriend could be snatched up while I'm mourning my old potential, my old boyfriend.
Tinsley has her own problematic views on romance, and she definitely believes in love.
Instilled from her mother, Dale.
Yes.
God bless Dale.
But the idea of like Bethany crying, going on a date, wearing her dead on and off again fiance.
Very on brand.
Engagement.
Very on brand.
But that's enough for Real Housewives of New York. Let's finish on a positive note. Mm-hmm. Jessica Simpson has finally, after
dude, longest gestation period in the history of gestation.
22 months. Medical marvel. 36
so
months.
Happy
it's something
for
between
her.
22 and 36 months.
Okay.
Because she only announced that she was pregnant in September.
Jesus.
Of the, I think it was
it
September
feels like
that she announced.
September
it.
Of 2017.
Yeah. In September on social media, where everyone announces their pregnancies now, she gave birth this week to Birdie Mae Johnson. On March 19th,
cute.
2019.
Talk about Southern.
The baby was 10 pounds and 13
What
ounces.
A champ.
Looked like it was going to be.
I mean, the baby looked like it was going to be like three times. You had no idea. That picture that she posted a
the
couple
day
days ago.
In the Fendi exhibition.
A bikini picture the day before she had that picture.
Already
God
miss
bless
pregnant
her.
Jessica Simpson. She was really owning it these last couple months with the foot pics and the bikini
pics.
She
went through it. We heard this was like her roughest pregnancy yet. And we know the pregnancies have been rough. And she gains weight. And it's tough. She's been shamed for it so many times.
I love her.
But
she now we love it.
Yeah.
I just love her. Like, I love how she's so unapologetically who she
it's
is.
It's much easier to be pregnant now than it was, like, 10 years ago.
Because she's a billionaire?
Well, yeah, and because people on the internet are a little nicer now. They're not just, like, calling you fat.
If people, like, shame you, there's a whole army of people that'll back you up and say you're a disgusting troll.
Yeah.
Go back to your cave.
Right.
But, yes, so Birdie Mae, which is a bit of a surprising name, but it does join.
I have a girlfriend who named her daughter Birdie. This, like, a year and a half ago.
Is your girlfriend Busy
Phillips?
No, I have another friend.
Oh, I wish your girl.
Birdie Mae, also BM.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have that unfortunate acronym. But Birdie Mae joins Maxwell Drew and Ace Newt Johnson. So I've asked you all to come with recommendations. If Birdie grows up and realizes she doesn't want to be named Birdie, but Birdie does mean bright, famous, or little bird, and it comes from Bertha, bird, or Brodina.
Well, she could be
this
Cricket.
This name.com, Brody.
Which was Busy's other kid.
Bump. This is from the bump.
Okay.
I remember when Busy named her kid Birdie, I was like, that's different. And then when she named her kid Cricket, I was like, don't, like, birds eat crickets?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like, what's that
rivalry
about?
Right
Busy.
There.
Yeah, that was that. I don't know. She's doing her own thing over there. Cricket Pearl and Birdie Lee. She really
Cricket
wants a classic
Pearl.
Hollywood.
I mean, I
so
guess when
Hollywood
you decide to change your name to Busy, that's what happens.
True. What was her original
Elizabeth,
name?
I think.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She keep on stunting. But okay, Gwen, if Birdie grows up and she doesn't want to be known as Birdie, what would you recommend she goes? Birdie blank Johnson.
Interesting. I'm going to go with Sunkissed because you know that Jessica Simpson has that history, that unfortunate history with thinking that a can of tuna is chicken.
Yes.
Chicken of the sea. But I'm going to go with Sunkissed because...
The brand.
Because, well, here's the thing. Like, Jessica, God love her. I love her. Love her shoe line, love her clothes line. She's a billionaire and, you know, so unapologetically who she is. But she's, you know, not the sharpest tool in the drawer. She's just not.
Mm-hmm. I think
so,
she's
like,
smart.
I think she actually is.
She's very smart.
Playing us on Newlyweds.
In some ways.
Yes.
But, like, I bet she might think that the word sun-kissed, like kissed by the sun, would be spelled sun-kissed, S-U-N-K-I-S-T.
Oh.
But
I'm thinking, like, the soda.
The kid
could
be called Sunny.
Sunny's
which, quite honestly, is an adorable name for a daughter.
That is cute.
Well,
isn't
Mark Ruffalo's
done.
Kid Sunny?
What?
Isn't Mark Ruffalo's daughter
Sunny?
So
cute.
There's a couple
Sunnies. I love that for a girl, Sunny.
Yeah. That's cute. Travis?
I think the name Kenkel Jean Johnson.
No. Oh my God.
Kenkel Jean would be lovely. CJ.
CJ is really cute.
Little CJ.
CJ is cute.
Yeah, CJ. Kenkel Jean.
Well,
Sarah?
Since Olivia Jade is taken,
no.
I'm going to go with after her mom, Tina, who's like the real hero of the Simpson family.
True. Yeah.
I love Tina, and I love the Ashley Simpson show.
Okay. When someone says that, Travis and I, our eyes light up because we think Crystal Meth is Tina. So
it's always a red flag whenever anyone says that.
When someone says, I love Tina, we're like,
run out the other way.
Guys, I'm watching Olivia Jade YouTube videos. I'm not doing Crystal Meth.
But maybe you are doing Crystal Meth because there's no other reason to be watching Olivia Jade YouTube channels.
Anyway, God bless the Simpson family.
It's my new ringtone. You
Drew, which is Maxwell's middle name, is Tina's maiden name. Her mom, Tina's maiden
name.
Cute. So that was out of the running. And Ace is Jessica's grandfather's name. So I thought Thelma, because it has that classic name. It's a classic.
Oh, my God.
I'm in for you. Thelma is Jessica's great-grandmother's name.
I think Thelma's
that's not surprising
name.
To
thank
me.
Thank you, Gwen. We're a classic.
It's like Gertrude.
Okay. Yeah.
Or
Ethel.
Jessica's grandmother's name, which is Tina's mom, is Dorothy.
Cute. Oh, that's cute.
Which could be Dot.
Dot.
Or Dorit.
Oh, no. We already have one Dorit, and that's too many.
I like Dottie.
To many people.
I love Dottie.
Dottie, it's cute.
It reminds me of Hattie, Tori Spelling's daughter.
Dot. It's Dot or Dottie.
Dottie's cute.
Yeah.
Like in the League of Their Own.
I think Kenkel Jean.
Well,
wow! What a week!
Thank you very much. What a week!
Since,
I'm exhausted.
This is my last podcast since I was bullied. I would just like to thank everyone.
Yeah.
At Sarah Herron for pale selfies.
Yeah, good luck.
Feel free to take a look.
Yeah,
the DMs are open.
Maybe you'll be paler than her, but probably not. But please join us again next week on our Hot Hollywood podcast. Subscribe, like us, shoot us a comment if you want us to talk about something we haven't.
Readusmagazine.com.
Readusmagazine.com. I'm at Mr. Brody Brown on Instagram or Twitter. Travis is
at Kenkel Jean.
And of course, our beauty queen, Gwen, is
Gwen_beauty on Instagram and Gwen_usbeauty on Twitter.
But we will see you again here next week on the Hot Hollywood Podcast. Thanks, guys.